there. This year, it may be just the opposite. Around the world, political crises endangering the global economy. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by Thompson McMullen. For more than 35 years, Thompson McMullen Law Firm has been privileged to assist its clients in protecting their businesses, assets, and more. T-MLaw.com. It's time now for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia in the person of reporter Sean Gorman, who joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch live this morning for our weekly fact-checking. Welcome, Sean.
Morning, Wayne.
Well, I want to ask you today about the most recent item you wrote about in PolitiFact Virginia, a comment by Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia, of course, the House Majority Leader in the House of Representatives. He made a statement, in fact, I think he's made it several times, that small businesses create 70% of the jobs in America. So you wondered about that figure, and you checked it out, and what did you find?
Well, Cantor says small businesses are the engine that keeps the U.S. economy moving, creating about two-thirds of the jobs in the United States, so about 70% of the jobs. Now, to support that statement, Cantor's office cited a report from the Small Business Administration. Now, that federal agency said in the September 2010 report that small businesses generally create somewhere between 60 to 80% of all new jobs in the United States. Now, the Small Business Administration defines a small business as a company that has 500 or fewer employees. Now, you might expect that small businesses should create the lion's share of new jobs, considering that the vast majority of the companies in the U.S. are small businesses. Now, we also spoke with Brian Head. He's an economist at the Small Business Administration, who said that depending on the time period you're looking at, the percentage of jobs created by small firms can go up or down. Still, he said that Cantor's statement is pretty much on the mark. Now, the SBA noted in a March 2010 study that from 1993 through the middle of 2009, small businesses created about 65% of the net new jobs in the country. Now, they get that net new jobs figure by tallying up how many jobs have been created by business openings and expansions, minus the jobs that have been lost by companies closing or cutting back. Now, for more recent figures, we examined data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing small firms created about 85% of the net new jobs in the first quarter of 2011. That was the latest quarter for which statistics were available. Now, in 2010, small businesses created about 60% of the new jobs. Now, a quick footnote we should add here is that this data only refers to the net new jobs created in the private sector. It doesn't take into account the jobs created by local, state, and federal governments. Still, when public officials cite the percentage of jobs created by small business, they typically say small firms create 70% of all new jobs without noting that's the percent of new jobs small businesses create in the private sector. Now, data from the Small Business Administration and the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that Cantor is correct when talking about the new jobs created in the private sector, so we rated his claim true.
True on the truth-o-meter.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.
The new year started on a strange and tragic note in one of America's national parks. On Sunday,